Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Salesforce, the powerhouse in customer relationship management software. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive into a tech giant with a massive footprint, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Salesforce, known by its ticker CRM, through a detailed lens focusing on its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We'll also sprinkle in some recent developments and financial insights to keep things juicy. So, grab a coffee, and let's unpack what makes Salesforce a contender in your portfolio, or a potential pass. Since most of you likely know Salesforce as the leader in cloud-based CRM solutions, I won't bore you with the basics. Instead, let's hit the ground running with some fresh context. Salesforce operates in the software-as-a-service space within the broader technology sector, and they've been a dominant player for years, helping businesses manage customer interactions with cutting-edge tools. Their market cap is massive, sitting in the hundreds of billions, and they've got a global presence with tens of thousands of employees driving innovation. Now, let's touch on some recent vibes around the company. Based on the latest news snippets, Salesforce has been making waves with strategic moves, including pushing hard on AI integration to stay ahead of the curve. There's also buzz around their performance in fiscal year 2025, which we'll dive into shortly. Performance-wise, the stock has shown solid trends over various timeframes. Over the past year, they've posted strong gains, outpacing many peers in their industry, though there's been some choppiness in shorter windows like the past month. Compared to the broader tech sector, Salesforce is holding its own, but let's see if the fundamentals back up the hype as we move into the SWOT. Strengths, market leadership, and scale. Salesforce is the big dog in CRM software, with a sprawling ecosystem that keeps customers locked in. Their description highlights a focus on cloud-based solutions that span sales, service, and marketing. Basically, they're a one-stop shop for businesses looking to streamline operations. Robust financials. Digging into their income statements, revenue growth has been impressive year over year, with fiscal 2025 numbers hitting $37.9 billion as per their latest earnings call summary. Net income and EPS are also trending positively, showing they're not just growing, but also turning a decent profit.
Innovation edge.
The FY25 earnings call emphasized their Agentforce platform, a game changer in AI-driven customer engagement. This isn't just buzzword bingo. It's a signal they're investing in future-proof tech, which could cement their dominance for years. Strong cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal healthy operating cash flow and free cash flow figures. This gives them flexibility to reinvest in growth or return value to shareholders without breaking a sweat. Global reach. Revenue breakdowns by geographic segments show a strong presence across multiple regions, reducing reliance on any single market. This diversification is a solid buffer against regional downturns. Weaknesses, valuation concerns. Let's talk numbers. The current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to the industry average, suggesting the stock might be priced for perfection. Forward PE estimates show a similar story, with the average still elevated, though there's a range between high and low projections. For long-term investors, this could mean limited upside if growth slows. Debt load. Peeking at the balance sheet, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but isn't negligible either. Total liabilities are substantial, and while they've got the cash to cover current obligations, a rising interest rate environment could pinch if they need to refinance. Short-term volatility. Performance metrics indicate some inconsistency in shorter timeframes like the past month or quarter. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it's a reminder that market sentiment can swing hard on tech stocks like this. Opportunities. AI and innovation growth. Back to that Agentforce platform from the earnings call. Salesforce is betting big on AI, and if they execute well, this could open up new revenue streams and widen their moat. The FY26 outlook they provided sounds optimistic, with strong customer demand across sectors. Sector tailwinds. The tech sector, especially software as a service, continues to see secular growth as businesses digitize. Salesforce's industry performance metrics show positive trends over longer periods like the past 5 years, and they're well positioned to ride this wave. Expansion in emerging markets. Their geographic revenue split hints at room to grow in less saturated regions. If they double down on these markets, it could fuel the next leg of growth, especially as global adoption of CRM tools rises. Shareholder returns. With a modest dividend yield and a history of returning value, there's potential for Salesforce to sweeten the deal for investors through buybacks or increased payouts if cash flow keeps humming. Threats. Competitive pressure. The CRM and cloud space isn't a solo act. While Salesforce leads, competitors are nipping at their heels with cheaper or niche offerings. If they lose pricing power or market share, it could dent margins. Something to watch in their gross and net profit margins, which are strong now, but not untouchable. Economic sensitivity. Their customer base spans industries that can tighten budgets during downturns. If a recession hits, discretionary spending on software could take a back seat, impacting revenue growth. Regulatory risks. Tech giants like Salesforce often face scrutiny over data privacy and antitrust issues. While not explicitly mentioned in the news, their size and global footprint make them a potential target for tighter regulations, which could raise costs or limit operations. Market expectations. With a high valuation, the bar is set sky high. Any miss on earnings or guidance, like a slowdown in revenue growth or weaker than expected AI adoption, could trigger a pullback, even if the long-term story remains intact. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Salesforce is a beast of a company with a lot going for it. Strong financials, a knack for innovation, and a market position that's hard to shake. That said, the valuation gives me pause. As a long-term investor, I'm not chasing hype at any price, and right now it feels like a lot of the good news is baked in. On the flip side, their push into AI and consistent cash generation are compelling reasons to keep them on the radar. Short term, watch for how the market reacts to their next quarterly results or any updates on Agentforce adoption. Medium term, keep an eye on debt management and competitive moves. But over the long haul, their ability to stay ahead of tech trends will likely be the decider. In closing, Salesforce offers a mixed bag for long-term investors. The strengths and opportunities paint a picture of a company with staying power, but the weaknesses and threats remind us that no stock is a guaranteed win. If you're already holding, it might be worth riding the wave while keeping a tight stop on valuation risks. If you're on the fence, consider waiting for a better entry point. As always, do your own digging and stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Salesforce's long-term potential? Let's keep the convo going.